Good morning and welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I'm excited that you're here. I'm your host, of course, Frank Whalen, and it is Friday, January 26, 2007, about 1 minute past 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Obviously, a lot of really intense information, a lot of really intense, evidence that you guys will have to look into for yourselves. But you're more than welcome to weigh in with questions. We'll field some here this hour at 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest tonight is the authorized American media representative for the Billy Meier Contacts, Michael Horn. His website, www.theyfly.com. Again, lots of information there available free. And that's what we're talking about here is the ability for people to discern for themselves what they think of stuff like this. Because, again, if there is something, and when we left off, Michael, we were talking about, you know, death, destruction, things like that to spur people into action. You know, right after September 11th, people said, I think it was somewhere in the upper 70th percentile, that if it meant more security for them, they would freely give up their civil liberties. And it's a real tragedy, because how many of those people asked questions before they answered that poll question? Probably very few. Now, something like this, as we said, that has been seeded into the subconscious of people around the planet, if it were to manifest, quite obviously, right there in people's faces, they would say, please, government, save us. Save us. You know, these evil aliens, we don't have ray guns. We don't have transporters. You know, what are we going to do? And it would be a real tragedy. So people need to learn to ask the hard questions. And I think when you ask the hard questions about the Billy Meier case, you'll find the answers, which is probably going to be a big shocker to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because your commercial that you just had for gun ownership?
Yes.
In our documentary, it's kind of interesting because at one point, Meier shows us his gun cabinet with his own revolvers, his son's revolvers and automatic pistols, you know, from the Swiss military and Kalashnikovs. I'm not kidding. And so my director says, well, gee, Billy, isn't this kind of aggressive, and is this really, you know, and not right to have? And Meier just says, no. He says, it's not only a right, but a responsibility for people to defend themselves and to defend their loved ones. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong, whatever, but you have to be, you know, you have to do it properly. And
sure.
Be
responsible and intelligent about it. Absolutely. And one way, of course, to be able to do that, to live up to that responsibility, is to not cave into the fear-mongering that we hear so often. And I think that if this were to manifest itself, as so many people have talked about and made it seem as if it is this big agenda to do so, to hoax this thing, and that's the important thing that I've stressed many times, Michael, that people don't need to be afraid. They need to seek the answer, seek understanding of it.
Sure.
When you're looking at let's say the powers that be, okay, people say the Masons or various cults run the whole planet. I think there's some evidence there to indicate that all that is true. It just depends on the circumstances and how deep you're talking about. But what I'm getting at is that they would say, well, these people with their crazy rituals and human sacrifice and stuff like that, I don't believe any of that. And I said, listen, it doesn't matter if you believe it. If they believe it, they're doing it. So, you know, if they believe that they can pull this off, that they can form this one-world government, and they've talked about ways of doing that, and, of course, we all know that the people we're discussing here, you know, they don't share power. There'd be a huge internal struggle to find out who's actually calling the shots. But, you know, a lot of this stuff, and Michael, I know you said you're not a big religious guy. I am, but I'm not an organized religion guy. I'm a Bible reader, and one of the things that has always intrigued me about that has been the prophetic aspects of the Bible. And when we come back, maybe you can talk about how the prophetic things from the Pleiarians that Billy Meier's received might gel or contrast, perhaps, with scripture. And,
sure.
And just, you know, to your knowledge, you don't have to go anywhere you're not familiar with. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Back, glad you're here. It's Friday. We are in the home stretch, folks. Final hour, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, frankly speaking radio, we call it. And our phone number here, 800-313-9443. Our special guest, Michael Horn. Michael, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. When we left off, I was just asking you about the prophetic aspects of Billy's information versus something like scripture.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you another, you know, piece of the puzzle here. I alluded to it a little bit before, and this is, again, something for people to check out. It's linked from my website. In 1963, Meyer and an ex-Greek Orthodox priest named Issa Rashid were led, according to Meyer, telepathically by the Pleiaren to an area on the outskirts of Jerusalem, a city in which Rashid lived, and they came upon what looked like a small hillside. And there was discernible a small hole on one side of the lower part of the slope of this hill. And they started to dig, and within a certain period of time created an opening large enough for them to get in. And it was an empty space. It was apparently a very ancient tomb, of course abandoned at this point. And the floors had stone pieces on them, and they had their flashlights. They lifted stones on the floor looking around, and they came upon four resin-encrusted animal skin-wrapped scrolls. And they took and opened one of these to see what was in it. And there was, you know, it was scrolls, all sheets of, like, some form of a parchment or paper, what have you, written in Aramaic. And it just so happened that Isa Rashid read Aramaic. So he was entrusted with these, and for about 7 years, during his spare time, he would spend time translating from Aramaic into German, which he also spoke. Not as well as Meyer, but well enough to make translations. And then he sent on the translated portion that he had at a certain point, and also said to Meyer that he had to take his family and the scrolls and suddenly leave Jerusalem because certain parties had found out about this, and they were in pursuit of him. And at that point, he and his family went into a refugee village in Lebanon, and they secured the scrolls in the wall of one of the homes in which, I guess, they were staying, one of the buildings, I should say. Within a short period of time, Israeli forces came into that specific refugee village and basically destroyed it. Rashid and his family barely escaped with their lives, and the buildings were destroyed, including the ones that had the scrolls hidden in the wall. And, of course, he had, you know, only managed to translate about a third of it, which we'll find out was pretty significant. Are you with me so far?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Meyer, after a period of time, he kind of fixes up the German on it, but basically just, you know, takes the translation, publishes it in German, and then he has it put out in English some years after that, and it attracts the attention of a guy named James Deardorff, a retired professor from Oregon State. And Deardorff said, well, this must be another Bible hoax. Let me have a look at this thing, and maybe I can, you know, debunk it and put it to rest. About a year and a half after that, Deardorff comes out with a book called Celestial Teachings, which is a companion book then to the English translation. And basically what Deardorff says is, after, you know, diligently researching this and referring to the book of Matthew, et cetera, et cetera, I can only conclude that this is the original document upon which the book of Matthew was based. And it resolves over 300 inconsistencies raised by biblical scholars, 100 of which were not in consideration either at the time of the discovery or publication of the English version of this book called the Talmud Emmanuel. And Emmanuel is spelled with a J, like the play Aaron spell their name with a J. So, because we were talking about prophecies and things.
Yeah.
This translation, this book, has a whole section on prophecies.
Wow.
And I don't know if you want me to wait or go into this.
Oh, we have a few minutes to the next break.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now, again, this is a sensitive topic for a lot of people, so I'm not telling you to believe anything. Fortunately, we're free of that here. We can look at it, and the new translation, the new edition, comes out hopefully within the next 2 months. We've been waiting and waiting. But anyhow, a lot of what's in there would be familiar to people who are familiar with the book of Matthew and who are, I'm sure, more familiar with it than I am. But the Sermon on the Mount and other things, except the strange part of this is that the man is known throughout this body of work as Emmanuel. Now, I, in some very rudimentary research, found that in the book of Isaiah, indeed the coming prophet or savior, however you want to call it, would be called Emmanuel, spelled in that book, I think, with an E. Then in Matthew, while he's talking about the birth of Jesus, there's a sentence in there, I don't know if it's 123 or what, I forget, I used to know it, and suddenly it's about Emmanuel, and then it goes back to Jesus. So you have in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, and of course in some of the songs we know from Christmas, Emmanuel, that this was truly the given name of this man according to this. Now, there is a section in there, quite a bit of information, and we're familiar perhaps, I think it's in the New Testament where Emmanuel excoriates the scribes and Pharisees, you generation of vipers, and that type of thing. Isn't that in the New Testament?
Yes.
Well, it's here too. And what happens is, in this book, he's excoriating some of my own distant ancestors and saying, you and your forefathers have persecuted the true prophets as you will persecute me. You have stolen lands from the rightful owners, and claim them as your own, and this will bring you nothing but grief until the end of time, unless your own distant descendants make a true and just peace with the descendants of the rightful owners of these lands. He goes on to say that in 5 centuries will come another man who will be a true prophet, although his teachings too will be falsified and an evil cult will form around them. His name will be Muhammad. He says, in the distant times, when the new times come upon and the truth starts to emerge again, that men will travel on the earth, the sea, and the land in carts of metal. They will fight each other by hurling the very cornerstones of life and deadly air in metallic projectiles against each other. And he says another interesting thing. He says, it will come to pass that in their greed and lust for power, men will ignite the very oil of the earth and darken the skies. Now, do you remember during the first Gulf War?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this document was discovered in 63. The first translation was made in 70. It was published in English before 91. And the darkening of the skies and the fires. He also describes what appears to me to be a nuclear destruction of Jerusalem, great warnings about things. He also says that in 2 millennium from my own time, the truth will once again be known and published by a simple man in a northern country who will not have the same power over health and illness and other things that I do, but he will once again bring the true teachings to the world, and it will start slowly from spread word of mouth, one person to another, until the time comes that the true teachings that he, Emmanuel, that people know as Jesus, those teachings will once again be known to humanity.
Wow. That is fascinating.
It's enormous. It's one of the reasons probably why there's been 21 attempts on Meyer's life.
Yeah. you know, could say that. Absolutely.
It's nothing but, some people say, heretical, but if you read it, he also says Judas was not his betrayer, but his trusted scribe. The true betrayer was a man named Judah Iscariot, a son of a Pharisee who marched through what was described for Judas in the New Testament. And here is the enormously controversial thing that will have people throwing tomatoes at me, if they're not already. According to this, Emmanuel, the man called Emmanuel in here, was crucified but did not die. His true father, indeed named Gabriel, was one of the Pleiaron. So this is where people can obviously take the door and slam it and all that. But it's food for thought. And they say that he traveled to India with his mother Mary, with his one or two of his brothers. The weird part about this is in Srinagar, India, where it says that he ended up, there indeed is a tomb of Mary. There's a tomb of Isa. And at the base of this tomb, carved into stone, are 2 feet with 2 marks in the center of nail marks saying, here lies a great teacher who was crucified in his own country and came here to teach us. I know a man named Ed Martin who went and trekked through the Himalayas and Nepal and India and searched out this information. And he found it for himself. These are radical times, Frank. And
wow.
There's, as I said in the beginning, there's something here to either, fascinate or offend everybody. There's
sure.
No offense meant, but this
right.
is what's in the case.
Oh, absolutely. And again, and I've said this many times, Michael, I walk in the door every evening with every single belief structure I have able to be changed. But again, I don't think any of this, changes what I believe. It's just it's information, and people should listen and check it out and see if there's anything that they can sort of glean from it that maybe they're supposed to hear. I don't know. It's up to them. But again, folks, we're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whelan. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And our website, of course, franklyspeakingradio.com. Our guest website is www.theyfly.com. We're chatting, of course, with Michael Horn. Michael, welcome back.
Thanks, Frank.
I'm really excited that you've stayed on here with us, and I really appreciate all of your time. One of the things I wanted to ask you about actually involves time. Time travel, obviously, is something that's come up in the play Aaron's discourse with Billy, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that there was a really intriguing aspect about San Francisco that we should probably talk about.
Yes, actually, I put this in, I think I put this in my last newsletter, December newsletter. Meyer claimed that he had been taken forward in time from 1978 when he reported this and shown a future earthquake that devastates San Francisco. And of course, everybody's going, oh, yeah, really? Sure, okay. And so the investigators were with him in Switzerland. He said, well, wait a minute, let me show you something. And he went in the other room, came back with a little envelope, the kind you get from the photo shops, right? Or used to when everything was film.
Yeah.
And he opens it up, and he takes out 11 or so photos and throws them on the table. And the investigators pass them around. And Wendell Stevens wrote about this because he was blown away. He said, what we saw, and I'm paraphrasing because you can read more of it just off the website, you know, was devastation, real destruction. The Transamerica building, the pyramidal part of it had a big crack running from the upper right down to the left. And, you know, he goes on and describes things, and there was all this junk in the streets. So he says, we're looking at this, trying to figure out when, you know, how we might figure out when this would occur. And he said, I noticed the cars. And he says, the cars did not look like the cars of today, today being 1978. He said, they appeared to be far more rounded, with the windshields, in many cases, going smoothly right up into the roofs and into glass roofs of these cars. Now, what I did on my website where I put this up is I put up a picture of a new, I think it's called the Ford Edge, which is a car that has a total, you know, glass top, and it's kind of more rounded looking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wendell said it's similar, but it's even going to be more, you know, more rounded look to these cars, which leads me to believe that it's still somewhat in the future. I mean, these people were truly blown away by looking at this, because how could this guy have these photographs? They weren't paintings. Later on, a painting came out in Geo Magazine, which showed a scene that was very similar to what he had described. But as Wendell said, we saw 11 photographs. You know, this was so eerie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another one of those things in the Meyer case that, you know, kind of defies explanation.
Absolutely. You know, it's really intriguing, because you would ask yourself, if the Pleiarens have the capacity for time travel, and they do apparently care about what happens to us, would they potentially be humans from the future instead of just a currently existing race of spacefaring extraterrestrials?
Well, it doesn't really sound like it is, mm-hmm. like it's us from the future,
okay.
because of the extensive histories that are given of our, you know, ancestors, as well as their origins and okay. where they came from and how long they've been carrying on, and, you know, how they learned their lessons the hard way, and blah, blah, blah. It appears to be that they are indeed another race that, because of the early connections to us, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, where they claim that they were ancestrally connected, and or that their forefathers were the gods of different, you know, antiquities and holy books and what have you, that they feel a certain responsibility to try to assist us, but not to do it the way it was done in the past, which during this time, mm-hmm. with 7.5 billion people they claim on the planet now, would create great chaos.
Mm. Wow. All right, I'm gonna bounce something off you, Michael, and it's very complex, very convoluted, and I'm doing my best to organize my thoughts as I speak, so please bear with me.
Oh, sure.
This is one of the things that I do here on the show, obviously a collection of guests representing many, many different areas of research, and I, of course, have the benefit and the blessing of being able to assimilate all these bits of information and try to contextualize it for myself, which, you know, every listener should do, certainly.
Right.
And here's what... sort of a brief summary of some of this stuff. One of my guests had said basically that the pyramid, the Great Pyramid, was built by the fallen angels who were cast out of heaven, and that they came down here and they, you know, bred with women and they created the Nephilim, the giants, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And what he says is that is a sort of a bastardization, if you will, of the New Jerusalem written about in Revelation that most people have equated to a cube, but in actuality, of course, could very easily be a pyramid based on its descriptions. And then it goes on, and unfortunately, I started this as we approached a break. Please bear with us, folks. Michael, I apologize. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. We got about 25 minutes left in the program. It has been certainly fast-paced, and we appreciate our guest Michael Horn and all of his wonderful information. Michael, when we left off, I was just sort of trying to spell out some things of various guests, a compilation of sort of theories and ideas and whatnot, and just want to get your ideas here. So again, these Nephilim, fallen angels coming down and whatnot, and creating these things. And the Nephilim, of course, would be angels or angelic beings, beings with powers that maybe we can't comprehend. But then again, anything, when you look back on it, if you were to take, a lighter, for example, back into, 1,000 years ago, they think you were magic as well. So who knows? Anyway, obviously they had very advanced engineering techniques and presumably technological techniques as well. So then you jump forward a little bit and you've got somebody like Adolf Hitler. Okay, Hitler, obviously the Nazi technologies were unbelievable. And hence we had like Operation Paperclip, where we had the integration of many Nazi scientists into U.S. Society and their records wiped clean and various things like that, so they could serve us with their knowledge and information. Well, Adolf Hitler, of course, had adopted the swastika, which is a holy symbol of peace to Hindu society and others as well. And we know the Nazis were very interested in occult type of things. They had explored Tibet looking for various secrets and things like that. Some accounts have the Nazis as creating things called Vrilcraft, which would be what we would call a flying saucer, which, you know, again, the Disclosure Project says that there are about 500 ex-military and ex-government contractors on the congressional record testifying they've worked on some of these things. Wernher von Braun, again, according to the Cosmic Deception paper by Dr. Stephen Greer, saying that these would be used in the future to hoax this threat from outer space. But again, going back to Adolf Hitler, he had mentioned about this race of perfect beings named that he called the Aryan race, with blonde hair, blue eyes, and light skin, obviously something that he didn't fit into. So, you know, you could make the case that extraterrestrials have visited and have interfered in our society and given us technological insights and things like that. What would you say to that concept as far as all these different things?
Well, let's start with the pyramid.
Okay.
According to the information on the Meyer case, the Great Pyramid and other pyramids around the world were built about 72,000 years ago with by Earth humans with the help of humans from the Orion star system. And if you look at the three pyramids at Giza from above, they represent the three stars in the belt of Orion that we could see in the night sky. Now, here's where it gets really kind of weird and connected to what you're talking about with the Nazis. Also, according to the Pleiaren, a splinter group from the same origins as the Pleiaren of extraterrestrial humans.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we said before that they said that some of them were representing themselves as our gods and all.
Yes.
They claim that this group maintained a base underneath the Giza Plateau in Egypt, deep underneath, where they had, with technologies available to them, actually hollowed out a small city. And Edgar Cayce, the seer,
yes,
had once said that there was a flying saucer underneath the Great Pyramid.
He did. He said there was a lot of things to be found there, and
yes,
I think also a chamber underneath the Sphinx as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Meyer was ostensibly taken down underneath the Giza Plateau into that area and shown the craft that was there and the beings that were down there. He was taken by this woman, Asket, and they had devices on them that put them out of phase visually with this dimension, so they were basically invisible to the beings down there.
Mm.
And this whole thing, it's an enormous story, it's an amazing story, and what is said is that this group, which was called the Bafath, B-A-F-A-T-H, had technologies that they were using, and up until the mid-1970s or so, a little after that, they had over 750 people, mainly religious and political leaders on Earth, under a form of influence that's called telenotic control.
Wow.
A form of mind control that they could effect through radio waves, television, phone lines, using their rather sophisticated equipment. And Hitler was supported by a group that still is in existence in Germany called the Thule Society. T-H-U-L-E.
Yes.
This is a kind of black art society.
Yeah.
Which also had behind them the Green Hat Lamas of Tibet. Now, what's if people are reading my site, and if it isn't up there, and I forget whether we put it up there, but one of the things that was recently published by Meyer, and this will bother a lot of people, is that the Dalai Lama is actually a CIA asset who had connections on more than a nodding basis with some either Nazi or neo-Nazi types. I was in Australia about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and a woman gave a presentation there on her research in Buddhism and the rather dark side of it that is not publicized. And strangely enough, the Meyer material seems to confirm it and seems to confirm that there was a tremendous oppression from certain lamas and sects in Tibet on the Tibetan people. Chauvinistic practices, subjugation of women, very brutal things where people were skinned alive and terrible.
My God.
There was a photograph she showed. There were lamas that would wear the entrails of people wrapped around them and really terrified people into stuff. And suffice it to say, all of this, this is all connected to the Meyer case. So,
yeah.
So the what Meyer was also shown under the pyramid, and this is mind-boggling, he's shown a platform area under there, and again, the people can't see them, but they can communicate to each other, mm-hmm. and there is an old cross and a spear and nails, blood-encrusted nails, and a crown of thorns and coins, and he says, well, this looks like all of the accoutrements of the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
And Ascot says to him, well, it looks like it, but these were actually manufactured by these people, and they would pass tests that your own science could apply because their technology is that good, and the purpose of it is to create a false second coming, utilizing a person in California by the name of Reinhold Schmidt, a corn merchant who is under a mind control from these people and thinks that he goes on to UFOs, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I then did some research online, and I found that there was this guy, Reinhold Schmidt, who was like a UFO, kind of character in California. And we're talking, this information goes back to the late 50s.
Yeah.
So all I'm really trying to say in this answer, you go to the idea of the pyramids, the gods of the past, mm-hmm. mind control, the Nazis, all this stuff. And yes, they had been given information and technology to develop this craft, the Vril and the Hanabu craft, which they had. And some of them ended up in South America, and some of the designs were captured at the end of the war, developed by the U.S., Canada, Russia, and Britain. And so this comes back to the idea that the majority of these sightings on Earth were either, up until a certain point, until they died out, the old Nazis in their few craft they had, or the developed craft from the U.S. and other countries. It's not a bunch of extraterrestrials coming out of the woodwork. There are none of them. There's no extraterrestrials on this planet. What would they have to gain by walking around amongst us?
My God.
Yeah.
Michael, I've never heard that from you before. That's incredible.
This information in the Meyer case is so deep, so spread through so many areas, and very detailed. They don't just throw out something.
Mm-hmm.
There are enormous details that accompany all of this, and I try to get as much stuff up on my site, and there's a link from my site to a group called Gaia Guys in Australia, mm-hmm. and they provide new translations on material that otherwise would not see the light of day in English, and there is fantastic stuff here. I mean, they've talked about everything from Alzheimer's to mad cow disease and what we can do about this and that, and most of it's still in German. So it goes into every area you can possibly imagine.
Mm.
But
that is really incredible.
Oh, yeah. These people had a firm control. They tried to kill Billy. The only reason they're no longer on the planet is because they tried to kill Billy, and it was a very clever thing that happened. In August, apparently, in Switzerland, at a certain time, there's a holiday in which they shoot cannons off in the valleys.
Mm.
And these ETs, the negative ETs, knew about this, and they planned to attack Billy in his home. When the cannons were going off, they were going to destroy the center, and it would simply look like a gas stove exploded or something.
Sure.
Other.
And the sound obviously would be masked by the celebration.
Exactly. Mm. And what happens, what they didn't know, is that the Pleiaren maintained a craft above the center that they screened from view so it couldn't be detected. They can do that with their craft. Well, when this craft came above the center, and they used the sound beam of some form, which then was dispersed around the Pleiaren craft, and actually hit the earth with enough force that the people in the house did feel it. But more importantly, the Pleiaren had then officially been attacked. And they then took a small force into and underneath underneath the Great Pyramid area and took these people out and closed up the whole area. It will no longer be discovered down there. Doesn't mean there's other things that may still be discovered, but their residence is gone. And there was, people used to think they were channeling a guy named Ashtar.
Uh-huh.
And Ashtar was one of the people from this Bafath group trying to get people off into goofy kind of cults and things like that.
That is just stunning.
I'm telling you, Frank, there's so much here. There's 24,000 pages of information, most of it still in German.
Wow.
And when you see Meyer's own, like his quote-unquote scrapbooks at home, his photographs going back, to every one of these countries he traveled through in the 50s and 60s, and every document, every visa and pass in and out of a country, and you get that this guy's not kidding. he's documented his whole life, and he's had the most amazing life of anybody, and it's really been all about, can we get this information into the world in a kind of obtuse way, but have still people will discover it in time to prevent themselves from going down the drain, literally. And right now, one of the biggest obstacles is the man and the administration that sits in Washington that has nothing to do with representing the best interests of Americans or anybody else, in their opinion.
Oh, yeah. Well, we need to talk more about that as well, but I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
I had first heard about Coast to Coast, and I'm talking about the program, the radio program with Art Bell, years ago. I think it was somewhere in 98, 97, somewhere around there. And what I'd heard about it was from an article in which there was a phone call into the program. And anyone that's ever heard this before, you may be familiar with it or you may not. This phone call was from a guy who supposedly worked at Area 51. Okay? And he had said, he called in, and this guy, if he was acting, this was the greatest acting job of all human history. It was unbelievable. He had said that the things that we would call extraterrestrials are actually time travelers from the future who know what's going to happen and who have come in and put themselves into positions of authority, seated themselves into power, in order to manipulate the people, so that way they can keep themselves safe and at the same time let this massive devastation that's coming actually go through and you know, annihilate people. And he said there are safe places in the country, but they're not telling people to go there. So, anyway, the long and short of that, the thing that was so captivating to me about that was this. That phone call ended abruptly, and in fact, from what I understand, you know, the whole show shut down. Like,
right.
The satellite had disappeared. And
right.
Anyway, at some level in the future, that supposedly that same character had called back in and said, yeah, you know, I was just, that whole thing was just a big joke, nothing to worry about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he sounded completely different. And obviously, we know that mind control techniques are very, very real. They're all on the record, and we know this. So, you know, I don't necessarily trust that just because he said it was a lie doesn't mean it was a lie.
Well,
but then, of course, you know, Art Bell kind of, he disappeared for a little bit. He came back, and now he's an administration guy. So it does make me wonder about these things. And my question, my springboard, and you can comment on that, but the springboard off of that story and the question I would pose to you is, are there safe zones in the United States?
Well, the answer that I know is that those safe zones, can you hear me on this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They will be found by people if people create safety within themselves.
Mm.
It's not that there's a place that's going to be magically not disturbed. And the message here is your entire world will be affected by this. They're saying you don't have any ETs in any positions of power. There's no one down here coming to meddle in your world.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to simply provide some information for you. There are ways you can get out of this whole mess with terrorism and everything else. But they basically said, we guarantee you, you're not going to win this war on terrorism because you're creating terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, Meyer published stuff long ago on this. If you start this thing with Iraq and all that, it's going to be something out of control. It will lead to destruction. Oh, no, we know better. Well, you can't come back and change the future by changing the past. That's another thing. You can observe the past when you time travel, according to this. And one of the people, the guy who wrote the book, and still they fly, Guido Moosberger, has a book out now. It's only in German, on time travel, with information provided to them, you know, by the player and in some of his own research. And I don't, you know all that's in there. Just some things that he explained that were kind of interesting. But basically, if we allow this to go down, it goes down, and we don't have to. It doesn't mean that people have to believe that ETs are trying to help us or anything else. And quite frankly, there's a lot of people now that are very active who've changed their position and are trying to affect change. Meyer said, because there was a prophecy that the Third World War would start in November of a certain year, and 2006 was one of those years. And after the elections, Meyer said that what the Playaron told him was, because the Democrats won the two houses, they prevented the Republicans in the form of Bush and his people from enacting a plan they had which would have effectively started the Third World War at the end of November. Now, I think we see him trying to push it anyhow, and they weren't saying that you should vote Democrat or Republican or anything else. They simply said, because they were thwarted, they couldn't do that. But you're going to have to up the ante. My own concern is this, that the Democrats are going to make nice noises, but that they don't have the balls to do what's necessary here.
That's absolutely my concern as well. And I think that there's plenty of evidence that, you know, and like you said, there may not be ETs here necessarily, but you know, we mentioned about the techniques of mind control and influencing. We look at things like HARP and you know, radio frequency identification tags and microchips and surveillance society and satellites. And Bush is talking about taking the war on terror into these space platforms and things like that. These are all things that you can see. If this whole global system is based on these sort of occultic practices that date back to, like you had mentioned, about Adolf Hitler and these extraterrestrial entities who had set this all up, it's very possible this thing's just running full tilt, but obviously on a very quiet level of some sort, but some of the same policies and practices, perhaps.
The only good news is that the battery, the energy from these ETs, who were generating a lot of energy and so much of history's negativity and wars were traced to them, they're no longer here, but as you said, amazing. Also set in motion, there are things still playing out.
Right, absolutely. Hang on a second, my friend. Sure. Folks, we're back here in 3 minutes. Unfortunately, we'll have to wrap up the show. I could just talk to Michael Horn forever. Check out the website, theyfly.com. Stay with us. We're right back after this.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
I'm gonna get free, riding to the sunshine of a love man.
Welcome back, my friends. An amazing 3 hours we've spent with our special guest tonight, Michael Horn. Michael, welcome back, and thank you so much for all your time here. I want to give out your website again. It's www.theyfly.com, theyfly.com, and, of course, lots of great information available there. A lot of it is free. Most of it is free, I would wager.
Everything is free on the website.
That's fantastic.
If you want to get a DVD, and mm-hmm. I would encourage people, if they want to have something that constitutes legal proof, I'd say the Meyer Contacts DVD is the best. It mm-hmm. truly will be, you know, collector's item for a long time.
You know, the main thing about all this, Michael, that I would say, and I think it's important that people understand that there is a certain amount of conditioning that happens here on this planet, actually a great deal of it. And it happens through politicians being given talking points. It happens through organizations whose goal is certainly lining their own pockets. It happens with taking God and putting him in churches and having structures and hierarchies and organizations to interpret the will of God and judges and all these different things. It's a really twisted society, and certainly the media is controlled. When you look at all that, you know, you start thinking about stuff like this, and you're saying, "Oh, come on." Well, again, if all the information that you have access to is controlled and manipulated and modified somehow, how much of the truth do you really know? And here's something that shocks a lot of people, Michael. But you know, when people say UFOs, oh, UFOs aren't real. Unidentified flying objects aren't real. I could whiz a tennis ball by your head, and guess what? If you didn't see it, that's a UFO.
Right.
You know, people don't understand the definition of the word. And then another one is this. People say, you know, and I've had people on here saying, you know, God is an alien. Well, I would say this. He definitely fits the description of an extraterrestrial, because an extraterrestrial is somebody not from Earth. Why would God be from his creation? That's like, Michael, you making a little house out of Legos and saying, I come from Legoland. You didn't come from Legoland. You built Legoland. How can you be from there? So, you know, I there's a lot of points to consider that aren't necessarily anathema to, because, I mean, you've prefaced a lot of this in saying, well, you know, this is something that's going to make people angry. If they think it through and if they look at it, it probably doesn't contradict anything they believe anyway.
Well, or if it does, it gives them food for thought, because ultimately we have to find out, you know, the bottom line in the Meyer case is we leave the age of beliefs for the age of knowledge.
Yeah.
Once we know, we don't have to try to convince anybody. It's like, I don't have to believe in gravity unless I want to try and fly off a four-story building. you know, gravity is a fact of life, and we accept that. We know it, real law. So whatever the truth is about God, creation, the universe, Jesus, Emmanuel, whatever, we will know that by our own work and figuring it out, not by what we claim or believe. And when we know, we'll know the truth, and that's all we need to do is search for the truth.
Well, it's been, like I said, an amazing, and I feel very privileged to have so much of your time. Give us something in conclusion here briefly, just a final thought, something for people to maybe aim for, strive for.
This case, I'll tell you this very briefly. Allegedly, a contest was actually held on a planet that the main Pleiaren come from. They wanted a slogan to be created, and the slogan was created, and there was a winner, and the slogan was the Silent Revolution of Truth. And the person that created it, who got to come and meet Billy, was an 11-year-old girl from their society. The Silent Revolution of Truth.
I love that. Michael, I hope to have you back very soon. I'm sorry we didn't have time for phone calls. I've just been so captivated myself with this stuff. Folks, we'll see you in about 20 hours for our conclusion of our broadcast week, More Frankly Speaking Radio.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God.